Hi, Ken. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate the service you offer to our community.
Thank you, sir.
I'm running about 75 years of age now. I started about the age of 60. I started developing tree allergies.
Oh.
And I was up in Canada when it first came on Vancouver Island, and I went to the Shoppers Drug Mart or whatever it was, and I got some Claritin because it's the cheapest thing on the shelf, and it's worked great for me all along.
Okay.
However, this year it hasn't seemed to work very well, and I was in an event, and somebody suggested get some Flonase. That didn't work worth a dang. And then I talked to a doc friend of mine. He said, get some Claritin D. And that's actually what I'd first gotten up in Canada, but since the druggies have got into the D aspects of Claritin D, they put it behind the counter.
Figures.
Even though it's considered over the counter. So this thing progressively got worse, and so I went to the clinic recently, and they diagnosed me with bronchitis, and they gave me this inhaler, or had me go get an inhaler. And I don't feel comfortable doing inhalers. I don't know why. I just don't. So I haven't done it. It seems like the symptoms have cleared up. Do you have any thoughts or ideas on inhalers?
Yeah, I do. But if I can get to those second, I will get to them, because I want to tell you about a gentleman I worked with probably 23, 24 years ago, who was the head of a landscaping crew, and he had tree allergies like you do, and grass allergies, and all kinds of allergies. And he told me that every springtime, oh my goodness, he had a really hard time going to work because he was just so stuffed. Okay, I told him, sir, if you've got tree allergies and inhalant allergies, you've got food allergies. The body does not discriminate and say, I'm only going to be allergic to what I breathe in, but I'm not going to be allergic to anything I ingest. I said, check your food allergies and see what happens. So he checked for food allergies, and one of his biggest deals turned out to be a whole bunch of antibodies to milk and dairy products. He also had some other ones, too, that were elevated enough to get rid of those foods for a while. Okay, you know, after he got his report, and we talked about it, I didn't see that man for over a year, and he came back in about a different issue, and he says, you know what? I have learned that if I stay strictly away from milk and dairy, why, my tree allergies just fade to just a dull roar, and they don't bother me that much anymore. But the minute I have a little bit of ice cream, bang, my tree allergies, they just all get me. Yeah. So you see,
I don't want to step on your tongue, but I was suggested by a naturopath that because I have severe arthritis, that get off of dairy. I was eating cottage cheese, string cheese, yogurt, probably about 6 to 8 cups a day, the whole enchilada. And I'll tell you what, I weaned myself off of dairy, and I have substantially less pain in my knees.
Well, it's good for you. And not only that, sir, but it is impossible for our bodies to have just one food allergy. So what you might want to do is get a full-scale food allergy test. They're not that pricey, and you don't even need a doctor for it. Washington is one of 27 states where you can order your own tests. And the food allergy test is so simple to understand when the report comes back that everybody I've seen has interpreted before they come back to me with it, if they do come back. So you can order that food allergy test on your own if you want to, from Meridian Valley Lab. Yes, I am the medical director there, but no, they don't pay me for this. So anyway, I'd check and see what the rest of yours might be. They check 95 foods at a time just by checking antibodies. Okay, now let's get on to your bronchitis, sir. On to the bronchitis. Sure. Now, bronchitis means a lung infection. If there's a lung infection, why, my goodness, there's one thing that stops nearly all the lung infections. So I'll tell you about another person. He was a professor at the University of Michigan, of all things. He actually did learn a few things at the University of Michigan, and he was a lung specialist. He was a so-called pulmonologist. And all the other lung specialists were mad at him because his patients who had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease would check into the hospital a lot less frequently than their patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And why was that? Well, he was using a natural substance. Oh, my gosh! You can't do that. You got to use patent medicines. And so he was having them, each of these people, take half a dozen drops of potassium iodide a day, which is within the safety range for iodine. And it seems that bronchial secretions and nasal secretions, and you'll taste it in your mouth a little bit, all those secretions concentrate iodine, and iodine kills germs. Funniest damn thing. So as long as they took those six drops a day, they got many, many fewer attacks. And then there's the last thing, and that's always good for healing lining surfaces of the whole respiratory tract, and that's good old vitamin A. So I'm kind of guessing you're taking vitamin A already, but if you're not, it is totally safe to take 50,000 units a day, unless you happen to be a pregnant mommy, in which case it might hurt the fetus, but neither you or I is going to get pregnant. So 50,000 units a day sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. To get toxic, us guys would have to go to 300,000 or 400,000 units every day and keep it up. So I'd do 50,000.
I'd love to get pregnant.
Would you? Okay.
I'd be rich.
And yes, you would. You could sell your life story and everything. Okay,
right,
sir.
Cool. This is cool. So potassium iodide, where would that be available?
Okay, it's sold under the name of Bernard's Solution, named after Bernard Courtois, who's the fellow who discovered iodine in 1813 or something. And you can get that at the Tahoma Dispensary. It comes in a 1-ounce dropper bottle. And as you know, unless it's 3 ounces, it won't explode on an airplane. So you can even take it with you on a trip.
Cool. All right. Perfect. I will take a run at this stuff. And as always, I do appreciate what service you do for our community. I really do. You're awesome. You're a rock star.
Oh, come on, sir. I'll just get a rocking chair for that, okay?
You have to be old to be in a rocking chair, and you're not there yet.
Oh, okay.